Hi, this is Corey Sear from the Group Revealer. We're hanging out with WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
11et began as Norwegian composer Dan Peter Sundland's master's degree project. And we'll hear some of his lush orchestral jazz fully realized on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from Steve Moore, Phonoghosts, Fringe Magnetic, and Jimmy Penguin. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Charles Haler of Coxsackie, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Mike Stribal reports at the Daily Freeman, the grimmest of all COVID-19 news. There's a refrigerated trailer on the grounds of Willwick Cemetery in Kingston in Ulster County. The trailer is there in case the number of dead bodies is too much for local morgues and funeral homes to handle. Willwick Superintendent Matthew Cerini said in a statement, and I quote, "The refrigerated container is available for temporary use by our on-site crematory, area funeral directors, and medical examiner's office in the event COVID-related deaths exceed local or regional capacity. To date, this additional capacity has not been required and has not been utilized," end quote. Ulster County Assistant Deputy Executive Daniel Torres said the trailer was first brought out during the first wave of the pandemic in the spring, and again during the summer, and again last month. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that two handguns, a shotgun, a taser, chemical spray, and two bulletproof vests were stolen from a safe in the Windham residence of Greene County Deputy Johanna Rivera on Christmas, and her 21-year-old son is the main suspect. Two of the guns are Rivera's service weapons. Lyons reports that Greene County Sheriff Peter J. Kaminsky could not be reached for comment. The deputy's son, Jose C. Gofmanas, was mentioned in a police bulletin on December 29th as someone who should be approached with caution and may be armed. Gofmanas is currently on probation, although what for is still unknown. Lyons reports, and I quote, "In August 2016, Gofmanas was listed as a runaway on the state's missing persons registry, including information that his case was being handled by the Albany Police Department," end quote. In 2019, Catskill police arrested Gofmanas on felony charges after he allegedly used a pellet gun in a robbery at a residence in what was characterized as a drug deal. Lyons says sources have told him that Rivera was traveling on Christmas and that Gofmanas was involved in an altercation with gunfire in mid-December, possibly in Albany. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. The state's Excelsior Scholarship has been restored following passage of the federal stimulus package. The New York Higher Education Services Corporation sent applicants a notice December 29th advising that enrollment is open for the upcoming spring semester. The grant allows students from households earning less than $125,000 a year to attend state and city's colleges tuition-free. As a last-dollar program, it supplements the cost of tuition after other financial aid resources are exhausted. To be eligible, students must be taking 30 credits a year and pass their classes. Recipients must also agree to work in New York for 4 years after graduation, or treat the grant as a loan. The scholarship introduced by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo has benefited 30,000 students since it was announced in 2017. The Excelsior program was rolled back this year because of COVID-19 budget constraints, and the grants were not made available to new applicants for the fall semester. And you can read this full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Saturday there is rain before noon in the forecast, with a high of 43 and a low around 24 with partly cloudy skies Saturday night. Sunday, snow is likely, mainly after 1 p.m., with a high near 33, a low around 28, and more snow on Sunday night. Monday, there is a chance of snow before 1 p.m. Then it becomes cloudy with a high of 36 and a low around 27. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the Teabacker Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bella Jansons of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener-aided and abetted radio.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Catskill's Amy Rigby has a new song out in 2020 called Here It Is Saturday. It's for a project called the Raymond Chandler Project, a collection of short stories and songs inspired by a list of unused titles of Raymond Chandler.
Sunday was a drag. I thought things couldn't possibly get worse. But Monday I was right there on the brink. Could barely fix a drink. I may have booked a hearse. Said Tuesday still felt cursed, and Wednesday sucked. By Thursday we were well and truly thought Friday was the end. I prayed it all would end. Dear God, please let it end. But here it is Saturday. Here it is Saturday. There's something about Saturday. I get back up again. Saturday, here it is Saturday, I'm stronger on Saturday, can't let the bastards win. Sunday blew the most, took one look at my phone and I was toast. Damn Monday I could not get out of bed. Did evil in my head. God's a crazy game show host. Blue Tuesday called a friend. Wednesday they died. Thursday I felt like dirt, cause it hurt my pride. I wish the world would stop. Somebody make it stop. I need this pain to stop. But here it is Saturday. Saturday. I'm counting on you Saturday to pick me up again. Here it is Saturday. Here it is Saturday. I'm stronger on Saturday. Can't let the bastards win. Couldn't possibly get worse.
Number
9,
number
8,
number
7,
number
6,
number
5,
number
4,
number
3,
number
2,
number
1.
Every picture in the whole, words spoken evenly because every word has value. Nothing is boring. 15, okay, 15, but make it fast. Franks repeated on the diagonal. The taconic diner in faded yellow. Now other people are in the room. The inner voice weaves through tall grass and subways. Somewhere in the book of disquiet is a failure to believe. Detail aggravates by what it promises and doesn't deliver. Clouds for clouds. The shutter stuck, Ed. Dumpster. They're scavenging red wires. No, they're dried chilies. I should take a picture. Luviola, Rothstein, Epstein. Where did she find all these words? Golden, lion, tamarind, monkeys. The tower outside Prospect Park Station has a rusty splotch where the clock used to be. I try to remember to pet the cat before I leave. One time a driver cursed me on the beach at Chappaquiddick. For dinner, and I'm thinking Russ and Daughters. Take the F train to Kew Gardens. F. Murray, Mozart, tedious. It might take a while. Some want to see all guns banned. To them I say, get real, this is America. I went right up to a sign and looked behind it. A green sweater on a white chair, sunflowers on a pillow, clothes in a sink. I never take pictures of strangers. They'll get mad.
That was 36 Ways of Looking at a Memory from Sky Furrows, which is Columbia County poet Karen Schomer with Capital Region musicians Eric Hardiman, Mike Griffin, and Phil Donnelly. Their self-titled album Sky Furrows came out in October 2020.
Number
8. So we're losing physical proximity, obviously, through computer technology. Anything else?
I think we're losing intimacy. You can only love somebody that you know well. The average father in the U.S. spends less than 30 seconds communicating with his own children.
So we're losing physical communities. Anything else?
Anonymity, particularly in cyberspace, where you feel like you can get away with almost anything, from the family on up to the nation state.
So we're losing chat rooms and online salons and communication. Anything else?
Well, the capacity for self-deception, or what we might call interest groups. And I don't think those are communities.
So we're losing what the internet is promoting, cyber libertarianism. Anything else?
I think that the internet does promote sitting alone instantly, becoming absolute to reality. Do you have a grasp of reality, the way things really are in the world? Deadly. We need to spend as much time seeking all other ways of knowing.
So we're losing physical wisdom. Anything else?
I think our relationships are weaker, and I think the search for God is important. And I think ultimate reality still is important in the world today. And I think the best past that gives us some light on the future is that we are so connected to the continuity with the significant technologies around where we eat. It's very interesting where we come together, where we take our time. That's the way it's going to be, and we're going to get to know one another again. And in fact, I think life is a big mistake. I put intimacy with God in the discussion so he can protect people who feel that they love one another because we're not looking at reality. That's the way it's going to be. Especially those things that were funny.
So we're losing computer technology. Anything else?
Number 7.
Thank you.
That was F7 from Autechre's 2020 album Sign.
Number 6.
That was sound artist Zena Parkins and radio artist Jeff Kolar with the song Pulse from their 2020 collaboration called Scale.
Number five.
Next, we have 2020 new music from Alan Broffman with Cooper Moore, James Brandon Lewis, Andrew Drury, and Ken Filiano. This is from the album The Fire Still Burns, Sunrise. And this is Morning Bazaar from that same album, The Fire Still Burns, out from 2020 from Alan Broffman. Thank you.
From the 2020 album from Alan Brofman, The Fire Still Burns. That was Alan Brofman with Cooper Moore, James Brandon Lewis, Andrew Drury, and Ken Filiano. We just heard Morning Bazaar, and before that, Sunrise on the radio at WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Number
four. I'm sitting here wondering if this matchbox will hold my dreams. The redhead in my arms go up in flames, will dissolve mighty regimes with her screams. But so it seems. She dragged my face from the eye to my lip on the rough side of the striking strip to the port side of a sinking ship, staring at a compact mirror, the siren calling from another era. While you made faces and then blew kisses, drowned in a pool that hypnotized Narcissus. They say I have a perfect face for radio, and a trumpet for listening, a cheek to turn to you, an eye for glistening. Tear that tear from me, hold it in your memory. Pull away the powder and the pain-painted dream of this and that disgrace. A silver band of marching souls, a button of brass, an epaulet of gold, that Lenten light. That slight fanfare that consoles. That trivial, sniveling rosary, that ring-a-ding rosemary. Condemned a man, alas, at last at requiem mass. Sound much better than I look, like a hero in a book. Now there is too much at stake. But perhaps you mistook my mistake for the tip in the print you dusted for from the hand you forgot to shake. Tumbledown Dick said to King Oliver, I don't shrink down at the thought of you. Give the people back their ringlet prints, just like you ought to do. Journey far from here like Gulliver to lands at the edge of everywhere. That we have still to discover. Where there's a soul of a jackboot in a broken brace, poised above a human face, forever and ever. Just doesn't matter if I should deceive you or if I should flatter. If your bankroll gets thin while some kitty gets fatter, radio is everything. From the straight to the narrow, to the broadcast from within, radio is everything. Radio is everything.
Number three.
Next, we have 2020 new music from Matmos. The song is called Boom Chicka, And the album is called The Consuming Flame, Open Exercises in Group Form, from Baltimore's Matmos on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Radio for Open Ears.
Thank you.
This has been Boom Chicka from the 2020 release from Matmos on the radio at WGXC.
Track out.